joined by Carl Anker, the maker of excellent videos about a variety of things pertaining to football, but also footballers, and also Cody Gakpo. If you haven't seen it, do check it out. It is the absolute business for TiVo Football. And you've written about Cody as well. In fact, I would say when the Cody Gakpo news dropped, from a Liverpool point of view, you were almost our first phone call in terms of let's get Carl on. He knows a lot about Cody Gakpo. I think the first thing that strikes me, Carl, is just to talk about his development, really. It's been quite the curve since 2019 for him as a footballer, to the point that he has become arguably the defining force in the entirety of the division, as much as the idea of the defining force for PSV Eindhoven.
Yeah, so I'd say since the COVID season of 1920, Gakpo had a reputation of being good, but being a little bit inconsistent. He also had some injury problems. And then towards the end of last season, being 21-22, and this season in particular, he's just kicked on and become, I mean, I was talking to Lenten Goodnick at Voetbal International, the Dutch football magazine, and he was saying that he's far and above the best player in the Dutch league. And he's also veering into that territory where you become too good for the Eredivisie as well, where he's been attempting things playing for PSV Eindhoven this season that a reasonable football player wouldn't do, but you can see he's quite clearly testing his ability. So sort of a Travella rifled 50-yard cross, cross field again. Yeah, you're probably not going to do that two or three times in your career, but you're just simply saying, can you do it in this environment? He's a phenomenal football player. And yes, much in the same way of you went, let's get Carl. I think once the deal got put through, I got a couple of text messages of people going, my condolences, you've done all this prep work only for him to go to Liverpool instead.
Are you surprised Liverpool?
Yes. If only because I thought Diaz was further along his injury recovery than, I mean, what this still indicates. This still, to me, indicates that Diaz might not come back until the very late stages of this season.